Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Frankenfilms, a movie podcast for all the strange and unusual film nerds out there. I'm one of your hosts, Elle.
And I'm Henry.
And this week we'll be discussing The Whale and Mother.
Well, this is this is your podcast debut.
Yeah, I guess it is.
First thing, we are a married couple.
We are.
We are living in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area. Yeah, I'm in the military, and so we're stationed here. So that's the main reason. We're from North Carolina originally.
Miss it.
Yeah. And so this is your debut, but I've done podcasts for a few years now. I did the Film Buds podcast, another movie review show, as well as the Music Buds, which you can check out on any podcast platform. Thank you. But yeah, so we watch movies together a lot.
Yeah, we're really big film nerds. I feel like that's one of the things that connected us when we were, dating. So
cute.
So, yeah.
And yeah, we'll watch movies each week typically, and we'll talk about them a lot. So we figured, why not give that to the masses? And
it deserves to be heard.
Yeah.
Just in our living room with our dog, Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis, our dog, is here with us, which is exciting. He's our third.
He's our third host. You want to say something, Elvis? Wow.
Well said.
Okay.
And I guess one thing. So now we are a little short on equipment right now. So if the audio is not pristine, we apologize. We're going to hopefully get better as time goes on. But we're just kind of going on the fly here because we wanted to go and get an episode out.
But why don't we have equipment, Henry?
Because I sold some of it. Because gosh darn, I thought I was done with podcasting for a while.
You're hanging up the belt, you know?
Yeah, hanging up my spurs. But sadly, no. So, of course, that's just how life happens, but that's okay. So we will hopefully get better equipment as time goes on. So just bear with us. But I guess, first of all, since this is the first episode, we can talk a little bit more about ourselves. You want to say something?
I'm Elle, 23, Libra.
Nice.
I love long walks on the beach. Mm-hmm. Sunsets. But yeah, that's kind of a supernatural quote. Now, I've done theater in the past, and I've just been a huge film nerd. I majored in early childhood education, so I used to wipe butts for a living, and now I clean toilets for a living. I'm a house cleaner, so that's very exciting.
Yeah.
But there's not really much about me, I guess,
People will learn as they go.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because we want the show just how like my other two podcasts are. We kind of want it to be just like a fun kind of hangout show. Nothing crazy serious where you can just kind of come hang out, relax, hopefully have a few laughs, that kind of thing. So pretty chill. That's our vibe. So I'm in the Air Force. I'm 29.
Wow, you're old.
I know. I'm an old fart. And so I did go to film school. I have a bachelor's degree in film. And when I got out of college, I did not have a job. And so I decided to do podcasts. And so I did the Film Buds for about 4 years before I joined the military.
But you were a barista.
Yes, I was a barista.
Barista
in Shining Glory for most of that time. And yeah, I did podcasting as much as I could. So if you do want to check those shows, feel free to. There's a lot of content there.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah. We have a friend of ours keeping up the show while I'm gone. But if you want to see, I did about the first 180 episodes of that show, so you can check that out. And that might be about it. I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here. I've made it so far. And yeah, I've really missed talking about movies because for the most part, I don't have a lot of people to talk about movies with, and I really miss doing podcasting. So I'm really happy to be doing this again and to be about movies. And we hope you'll like it and subscribe and review it and share with your buddies. So anything else? Should we jump dive right in?
I guess so. I guess, you know, there's not really, I mean, what have you been up to this week though?
Just working. What else have we done? Not much. Sleeping. I like sleeping.
In bed.
Yeah. We like sleeping. We took our little Elvis. He went to day camp. That was fun.
Yeah, I was really nervous because the shelter we got him from told us that when he gets annoyed with dogs, then he snaps. But this never happened yesterday, so I'm...
He killed it. He killed it.
Yeah. Mm. He didn't kill anyone, too.
Yeah, so yeah. Thank you.
But, you know, he sniffed butts left and right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's about it, honestly, for this week.
Yeah.
Just been busy.
For me, maybe this is too personal to share, but... I went no contact with my toxic family. So that's been kind of an emotional roller coaster, but I'm really proud of myself for doing that because that was pretty big.
As am I.
But yeah, you know, 2023, dealing with no toxic people, not putting up with that shit anymore.
Mm.
Not feeling bad about myself.
Yeah.
Self-love, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we'll typically do like at least a short little intro just about things going on with us, hopefully just to add kind of to the conversation, let you know about us. So yeah, well, anything else you want to mention before we dive in to the stuff?
I don't think so. Let's dive in.
Okay, so as we said, the first review is going to be The Whale from last year, which stars Brendan Fraser, and I think Elvis has the clip, so we'll play it.
Elvis, play the clip.
Take a listen.
You don't have to be angry at the whole world. You can just be angry at me.
Okay, you know what? You can't throw me away like I'm a piece of garbage and then suddenly just want to be my dad 8 years later. You left me for your boyfriend. It's that simple. And if you've been telling yourself anything different, then you're lying to yourself. But you know what? I'm glad. I'm glad because you taught me something very important. People are assholes. Most people learn that way too late. You taught me that when I was 8. Thank you for that.
So The Whale is about a reclusive, morbidly obese English teacher, and he attempts to reconnect with his estranged teenage daughter. It's directed by Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky.
Sorry, y'all. It's written by Samuel D. Hunter.
Who is the playwright, actually?
And it stars the awesome Brendan Fraser. Stranger Things, Sadie Sink.
Or Sadie Fawcett, whichever you prefer.
You're so lame.
Sorry.
Ty Simpkins. Because I guess he simps for a lot of Kens, you know.
Oh, Christ. All right, so this one, so Brendan Fraser did win the Oscar.
Very, very deserved. You know, a lot of people are saying this is Brendan Fraser's comeback.
The Renaissance.
Yeah.
So we did not see this in theaters. We wanted to, but we got a little bit busy with various things that maybe we can go into some other time. But yeah, so it did get a lot of hype. And then, Brendan Fraser did win the Oscar, as we said. So he got a lot of buzz, a lot of applause.
Yeah.
And...
Well, first of all, can we talk about the makeup? Because holy fucking shit.
Mm.
The makeup... amazing. Mm. I would have thought, oh, Brendan Fraser really did put on some weight.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty pretty extreme, and it's very well done.
And I saw this Instagram video of the makeup being put on Brendan Fraser, and wow. I mean, also that talk about exhausting because he had to carry all that weight, literally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On him, so I bet that was pretty exhausting.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so he Darren Aronofsky also directed Mother, which we'll be talking about later, and he also did
great.
He also directed Black Swan, one of your favorites.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, I think I've seen the Black Swan like 20 times. I just love it so much.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of others. Basically, all of his films are very polarizing, and I'd say especially these two have been fit into that category pretty well. Reviews are kind of all over the place. So, and I love him, so I'm always excited to see what he does, even if I don't always love it. But
yeah,
do you want to start off or shall I?
Honestly, I really liked The Whale. Hmm. However, however, it felt like an extended version episode of My 600-Pound Life. And it also, like, opened up with Brendan Fraser jacking off to gay porn. Hmm. And I, like, right off the bat, I was like, okay, what is this?
It's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I mean, I liked it. I did.
Hmm.
I had a lot of emotions in there.
It's heavy.
It was a pretty heavy film. But I overall liked it. I didn't like his, like, caretaker because she pretty much enabled him.
Hmm. That's fair.
So, and she was kind of a bitch. Like, I get it, but
yeah.
And then Sadie Sink's character, just another angsty teen role that she took on, which, you know, she did pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not a Stranger thing, so.
Loser.
Yeah, I wasn't really familiar with her, really, but I did like it as well. I think I liked it a little bit more than you, at least in terms of our Letterboxd ratings, but yeah, Darren Aronofsky is typically pretty flashy and all over the place and very. I mean, there is some, like, mysterious questions brought up in the movie, but it's typically shot pretty standardly because it is based off a play and it's written by the playwright himself. So it all takes place, I think, all in the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
which I actually really liked. You know, I wasn't really expecting that, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Like when that's done well, I really like it. And I think Brendan Fraser is amazing. I've always liked him. I haven't seen a lot of his stuff, but I always like seeing him, and some of his early stuff especially is awesome. And so overall, yeah, it's I wouldn't say it's his best movie, but I think it's probably Brendan Fraser's best performance, at least that I can remember.
Yeah, I agree.
And it is pretty heavy.
I think his best performance was The Jungle Book. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Or, yeah.
It's a Jungle Book.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
My
memory's failing me. So,
same. And it's late.
It is late.
So why did we decide to... I mean, we couldn't pick a movie, guys. Let's be real. So this is why we're recording.
It's already 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Two hours
past our bedtime.
2 hours at least past my bedtime. so yeah, I did overall. I liked it. It's definitely worth a watch just for his performance, really. Other than that, I wouldn't say there's anything amazing about it.
I do think it's worth a watch, though.
Yeah. It is quite heavy. You're not going to feel good after it, really.
You're not going to feel hungry, ironically.
Yeah. And now I guess one big thing with the movie is it has been accused of, like, fat shaming, fat phobia. Like, there's a lot of people who hate the movie who found it disgusting and very offensive.
But I don't think it's really that offensive. Like, I feel like it's just very raw and real.
Yeah.
And that's why people are feeling the way they do about it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I can see how some people might see that, but really, I didn't really ever got the idea where, like, Darren was sitting there saying, you know, meaning the things that were being said, really. So it is...
Yeah, I mean, it's just a story about, you know, a morbidly obese guy who's dying.
Yeah, so
because of, you know, he's the way he is.
Yeah, so I don't really agree with that. I guess I can kind of see how people may see it that way, but I didn't see it that way. There's no, I guess there is some music in it, but it's pretty minimal. Yeah, it's...
Good words.
Well, I mean, there's honestly not a huge amount to talk about with it, because it is just, it's the one room, it's a couple people, and that's it, for better or for worse. It is well written. I like a good dialogue-driven, you know, performance-driven movie like this is, so I'm always up for that. Do you want to talk about the end?
The end was...
Yes, okay, so I guess one thing, so Darren Aronofsky, he always typically has a lot of religious stuff in his, or theological stuff in his movies. Typically his movies end with some kind of recreation or death or rebirth, like Black Swan kind of mother as well. I was kind of expecting that. Maybe you not as much because you...
For me, I feel like the ending was kind of random.
Yeah.
Because it just abruptly ends. Like he, you know, he is getting up from the couch, right? Hmm. And he is like awesome. Okay. And then he...
I'm in.
And then he's walking... to his daughter, and he's taking one step at a time, repeating.
This is suspenseful.
I know, so suspenseful. He's repeating the her essay from like fourth grade, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And then it just ends with Brendan Fraser, morbidly obese Brendan Fraser, being lifted up as he's like. Looks like he's flying or floating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts to Sadie Sink's face, and then he's just at the beach.
Yeah, so in a way, it's kind of a rebirth, I guess. It is a little, maybe a little abrupt, so you can kind of like it or love it or hate it, I guess.
I hated the ending, yeah. I'm going to be honest.
Hey, it's fine here.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Do you want to, you know... if you don't have a Letterboxd account, if you are a movie person, I would recommend getting one. It's a free site, and you can basically log what you watch and rate it and then follow your friends.
Wouldn't it be cool if this was sponsored by Letterboxd?
It would be really cool.
Come on, contact us, Letterboxd.
Mm. So we both have an account, and we'll put those in the show notes so you can follow us there, and you can follow what we watch, and you can follow all your friends, all that kind of thing.
Why are you saying friends like that? Friends.
Well, that's how we always say it.
That's true, but not to other people.
That's true. And so anyways, I left my review or my star rating and moved on, but Elle here left a little bit of some words. Would you like to... Now, would you like to read it, or do you like...
Well, first of all, I did rate The Whale 3.5 stars.
Spoiler.
My review... Fuck. My review... is I thought he was going to fall on Ellie at the end, so I held my breath, but then he returned to see, and then the credits rolled. I hope Ellie is okay. Sorry, but he floated up, and then her face was like, oh shit, and then it, like, the credits roll.
Yeah.
So is Ellie okay? # is Ellie okay?
Elle took it literally, the ending.
You know. Okay, yeah, but at the same time, it's like you can't really end it like that.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So, I mean, we don't know what happened to Ellie.
That's up to you to decide, listeners. yeah, I didn't love the ending. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite part of the movie. I'll say that. But I think that there's a lot to like there in the movie, even if it's not perfect. Because it is kind of hard to make a single location movie amazing. It's been done, but I think he did a pretty good job.
Isn't there like a movie or play called The Room?
Well, there's Room, which we watched the other day, and then there's The Room, which is not in this one room location though. So,
okay.
But there's a lot of them.
Because I swear there's this play called like The Room, something like that, guys. And it's really silly, and it's about like a married couple, and I don't know.
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put on silent.
Duh.
Sorry about that. My apologies. Anyways, well, anything else about The Whale?
Well, what did you rate The Whale?
I gave it a 4. Four out of 5.
Whoa.
Some of my friends back home, they just love giving things 10 on a 10-point system. Ridiculous. I have no context for that. We do 5 stars here.
Okay.
We do 5.
In the Farty household.
Yes. Our last name was Farty, or I mean, I guess mine
is. I need to change mine. That's still on the to-do list, but just the thought of changing my name on literally every fucking thing is very overwhelming.
My
last name's Deweese, and a lot of people mispronounce it Deweese or Deweese.
Duh.
Duh.
So yeah, my last name is Faherty. Some people call it Farty. Some people call it Faherty. It's just a mess. No one can seem to pronounce it. Anyways.
So we have Deweese or Deweese and Farty
and
here.
Farty here, yeah. Call us what you'd like. So yeah, I gave it a 4. It's kind of pretty depressing, so I probably won't watch it again sometime soon. I did buy it though.
I'm glad we didn't watch it with your mom. Hi, Kate. Yeah. Because of the beginning scene.
Yeah.
Like that would have been really awkward.
It would have been.
It's not very uplifting.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're in a depressing rut, go for it, you know?
Sure. Well, should we move on? Anything else you want to say before we get to Mother?
Thanks. Elvis, what did you think?
Was he there? I guess he was.
He was sleeping.
He wasn't interested.
He was bored. There were no dogs in it.
No dogs in it, yeah.
No animals, you know?
All right, well, then let's, with that all tied up neatly, let's move on to Darren Aronofsky's other movie, or for his previous movie, Mother, from 2017, starring Jennifer Lawrence. And we do have a clip as well, so take a listen.
Why are you painting my house?
Well, it's been so kind to everyone, it's the least we could do.
Stop! Both of you, stop!
No problem.
There you are, my goddess, come here. Please make some room for her. Thank you. Here. You've got to hear these stories.
These people.
I know, they're just letting off steam.
They're painting our house.
Oh. You're right.
I told you to stop drinking.
I got it.
Napkins.
Yeah, I got
you. You all right?
The chairman will be all right.
Days with my mother.
Please get down from there.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Okay, welcome back. I hope that was exciting. Mother, it came out in 2017, as we said. It's also written and directed by Darren Aronofsky. He mostly writes his own movies, as he did here. And it stars Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, Michelle Pfeiffer, Domhnall Gleeson, Brian Gleeson as well, brothers. And that's about it for the important people. The synopsis is: a couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I reviewed this one back on the Film Buds back in probably the first 10 or 20 episodes of the show. So you can check out my review. God knows what I said back then.
You were just a kid.
I was just a kid back in the day. And so, yeah, if you want to check that out, you can just proceed with caution. And
because we don't know what a young old
Henry that was said. What 7 years ago. So, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Anyways, so this one came out with had a pretty wide release and it did fairly well. I think critically it also did fairly well. Very polarizing, though. I'd say probably his most polarizing. Back in the day, I really liked it and my co-host despised it. And then the other guy, I thought it was kind of in the middle. And you just saw it for the first time maybe in the last month or maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago, yeah.
So, yeah. And I've seen it maybe 3 times at this point. I showed it to my brother a while back. And I think our reviews are still, as you would expect, very, all a little opposite. Do you want to start or shall I?
Sure. I hated it. I mean, Jennifer's acting was great. Her performance was great. It's just this movie gave me so much anxiety. It's crazy.
That's what I liked about it.
I was screaming at the screen 90% of the movie. I wanted to stop watching it, but then I wanted to see what happened. So one of those movies. But it, like, for random people to come in your home, just very anxiety inducing. I feel like I was yelling at the screen, like, oh my God, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was yelling at the screen a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I saw this in theaters, and this is the kind of movie I like, where it's kind of the things that you said about it. What's why I liked it is I kind of like that on edge. You're with Jennifer Lawrence really all the time. Like, you're following her around, so you never really get a break. And that's kind of how it is in Black Swan as well. Kind of similar, like, where you're following her.
Yeah, but it was, like, in one house.
Yeah, so this is another... Actually, I hadn't even thought of that. This is another single location kind of movie. Yeah. So I thought I really like it. I see exactly why people hate it. When it comes to this kind of movie, I don't, judge for that. I still really like it. I think that it's shot incredibly well. I think all the performances are great. There's no score at all, which I think works. I think the look of the house is awesome.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the movie does progress where it's like one person showing up at their door and then more and more and more and more. And then the third act is probably one of the most insane pieces of movie making that I've ever seen.
The third act, guys, almost made me throw up.
Yeah.
Sorry if this is gross, but I just swallowed my vom.
Cute.
But if you guys have seen it,
spoiler,
the baby scene, what the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck? That's what made me vom.
It's pretty shocking.
It would make me so, like, if you did that, if you just had, like, the film buds, like, you know, a fan base come to our house.
That happened to me all the time.
I bet. Me, like, give birth to our first baby. And then it being torn to pieces and then eaten, I think.
It was eaten, yeah.
Fuck.
Bits and pieces. So, yeah, it's pretty horrifying. I mean, for the most of the movie, it's pretty tame. Like, it's just kind of on edge. And so she's just like the house is like her. So, like, as she loses control, the house deteriorates and then it just gets destroyed and it's, complete chaos, which I think works really well. But then the style of it, and then the third act, especially with how it ends, is pretty, makes some people hate it, understandably, which, I get. But still, I think it's very well shot. I love the immersiveness, like, where you're with her all the time. I think Jennifer is awesome, as well as everybody else, I think.
Her hair is goals in the movie.
Sure. Yeah. I like the house as well. I'd live there. Would you live there?
Well, it's very secluded, so.
That's what I like.
So I don't know. I mean,
we'll see. But yeah, it has some, a lot of, has religious stuff in there, environmental stuff in there with the whole rebirth and the, how everything progresses.
So it has a lot of themes in it.
Yeah. So there's some people say too much, which I get. It's not all there, but I think I kind of just appreciate the ambitious nature of it. And so it's not one for everybody. It's not a lazy Sunday movie. It's when once it starts, you really got to be in it and watch it to the end.
It's fucking intense, guys. Like, take some anxiety medicine before watching it.
I mean, because it's really about someone just losing their mind and
take some calm chocolates.
Yeah.
Just.
It's like someone who doesn't have control over their life, essentially. Like, everyone is making their choices for them.
Which I guess that's why it upset me so much, because I feel like I'm not in control. Or I've felt that way in the past. And so it made me pretty angry.
Yeah.
So if you feel that way, then maybe not.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was yelling at the screen 90% of the movie. And it felt very overwhelming and heavy. I guess, this podcast episode, theme is heavy movies.
Kristen Wiig shows up very randomly towards the end.
She does?
Yeah, she's one who executes the people who are on the floor.
Oh, fuck.
That's Kristen Wiig. Yeah. I think the whole SWAT,
I think I forgot about that.
The whole, like, riot team, like, going in, or like SWAT team going in, is awesome. So again, the third act is amazing. Once that gets going, it's like, it's crazy. And even just how it's put together is pretty amazing. And I think when the brothers come in, that's all, or the sons, that when they come in before that, and one of them kills the other, I think that's really effective.
Yeah.
And then Javier Bardem, I guess, is supposed to be kind of God. And I guess it does speak on, you know, celebrity and how people can view themselves, and which is interesting as well.
Yeah, but then like there's celebrity and then there's a cult. Like a cult.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's where it's interesting, is it kind of dips into that, the dark side of it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was more intense than American Horror Story's cult season.
Fair. Yeah, it's not one I really want to rewatch. I would only rewatch it if I was watching with someone who hadn't seen it. I wouldn't put it on myself. I've seen it too many or a few times where it's enough.
What did your brother think of it?
I think he liked it. I don't think he loved it, though. He was kind of silent. He just left the room very quietly.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Because it's very overwhelming.
Yeah.
I feel like I keep repeating myself, but guys, it's very, very overwhelming, anxiety inducing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I still really, really like it. I don't have a lot of criticisms about it. I just understand why some people don't.
Now, the ending. She dies.
Burns
alive.
Or the whole like world kind of burns, I guess.
Yeah. But, well, the house, their world.
Yeah, their world.
And then it cuts to like the house like remodeled again.
Rebuilding.
Yeah. Kinda. And then there's like a new girl.
A new Jennifer. Jennifer 2.0.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah. So that goes into the whole rebirth thing.
Yeah. So it's going to repeat.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. So
how many mothers has there been?
That's the fun. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting, weird, dark imagery, like randomly, like that's, you know, you can read into it or you can. It's just kind of interesting to see.
Yeah.
And creepy.
You know, one of the scenes that gave me the most anxiety is the party.
Which party? The one at, like, in the third act or the...
The earlier one and the, I think, the second act.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Jennifer Lawrence kept telling people to get off the counter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's like how the third act begins. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And they kept, like, sitting on the counter, and then she was like... It's gonna fucking break, and then it breaks, and then water goes everywhere, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's like the lack of control is very anxiety-inducing. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that was me as a pre-K teacher.
That's basically you now, to like me and Elvis.
Aww.
No, I mean, not in a bad way. Just like, you'd be like, stop that, and then I break something.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's happened a lot.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so it's worth a watch. Just proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Severe just, caution.
Go in it with wine and calm chocolates by Good Day.
Yeah.
Go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's there.
Now, is Black Swan... I know you haven't seen his others because he's done a handful of others, but is Black Swan still by far your favorite of
the ones you've seen? Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, Natalie Portman, come on.
Yeah.
And... I just love dance movies. I don't know. It's just kind of inducing to me.
Oh, yeah. I like ballet movies are interesting.
Yeah. But I like in that movie that it touches on some mental illness and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
parental control.
Yeah. Trigger warning, eating disorders and...
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And it really dives into the ballet world, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to review that sometime.
Yeah. Out of 5 stars, then? I'll go 5. I give it 5.
For what?
Mother.
It's
a light 5.
Half star.
Yeah. So as you know,
half again, star. I think you hated it.
You're either one or the other, really.
You either There's, love it or you hate it.
There aren't many 3 stars on Letterboxd for that movie. So
yeah.
And also, so we do have an email what's our pocket? Frankenfilmspodcast@gmail.com as well.
Send us some questions.
And then also, right now we have a Facebook and a Instagram at Frankenfilmspodcast. So follow us there if you would like. Stay updated. And yeah, just comment or send us questions about things that we can read on the show. That's what we did with Film Buds. And who knows, maybe we'll have Film Buds listeners here.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they migrated.
But I would love to have like a question segment, you know, answer a couple questions per week or bi-weekly or whatever.
Yeah. So please, any or questions about movies or about us.
Yeah.
We'll answer anything within reason. And yeah, so make sure to do that. And all that is in the show notes as well. So should we just end off with some things we've been watching?
Sorry if you heard Elvis shake.
He's getting a little... He's getting... What do you call those? That restless leg syndrome. do you want to end off with stuff we watched or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we can end with what we've been watching. What have you been watching, Henry?
Oh, not much. I've been watching, you know, the news... Uh-huh. Downton Abbey.
iCarly.
Okay, so.
Zone 101.
All right, so.
Drake and John.
Disclaimer here. All right, I'm 29 years old. All right, I grew up with good Nickelodeon shows, not the crap they do now. Yeah. Like Drake and Josh, iCarly, and Zoe 101, and SpongeBob. I've been watching SpongeBob. I'm a big early SpongeBob fan. We've been going back through Drake and Josh and iCarly and Zoe 101, bouncing around. I still think they're all awesome.
No, they are. I've been rewatching iCarly with you, and now I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, and now Drake and Josh is by far my favorite. I think what makes all of those shows, especially that one, are the performances. I mean, it's well written, everything, but like iCarly and Drake and Josh, I think they're made because of how good the performances are. They kind of they're pretty dedicated. And pretty, you know.
But I feel kind of guilty watching them just because of Dan.
It is unfortunate, but they are still really good. So hate me if you want to. I'm just a human being. I have been enjoying that though. I've been watching SpongeBob as well. Sometimes in the tub, you know.
Yeah, he watches his shows on the tub.
You know, there's an image for you. So yeah, I've been watching that. Let's see. Sometimes I can watch things at work. Know if there's anything big I want to mention. Anything you in particular you want to mention?
So we watched Her.
Oh, that's true.
We watched The Runaways, which was a good throwback.
About Joan Jett.
Oh my God, Kristen Stewart. Mm-hmm. Chef's Kiss. Mm-hmm. Wild with Reese Witherspoon. I like that movie makes me want to hike that trail so bad. And then let's see, Catfish, the documentary
and the show.
But I wanted to show Henry the documentary about where it all started. And then I've been watching a lot of Catfish, the MTV show, and I've been in those Reddit comments, you know. Let's see, I've been watching Euphoria. And I've watched it before, but I kind of forgot about it. And now I'm rewatching it. And it's not great. It's just something to watch because I'm getting a little tired of Catfish. And I've also watched all of the episodes by now. I do want to show Henry some funny episodes of Catfish eventually. And then we've been slowly watching Supernatural.
Yeah.
Which we might do a bonus episode on seasons 1 through 3 soon, so stay tuned. But we're on season 4. What are your thoughts so far?
I like Supernatural. It's hard for me, I'd say ever since probably college, for me to actually stay dedicated to a show for a long time.
That's why you're more of a movie guy.
Yeah, I've always just been more of a movie guy. I can watch a lot of sitcom episodes, like I watch a lot of sitcom reruns and stuff, but it's hard for me to like stay invested in a show. Like if I watch a TV drama, it's typically a miniseries. Like the last one I watched was like Chernobyl on HBO, and that's a miniseries. And so with this show, I do like it. It's not really a show that I would like. Typically, I don't watch it on my own. I typically only watch it when we watch it.
Yeah.
And for what it is, I enjoy it. It's got some cool moments. I like the two leads a lot. So yeah, it's not like I don't hold it as close to my heart as you do, but I still, it's a solid show.
Well, Guys, I'm a Supernatural fanatic nerd.
Yeah.
I've watched all 15 seasons. I've gone to a Supernatural convention and have met Misha Collins, Jensen Ackles, and Jared Padalecki. And that was so much fucking fun. So I'm a big fan, and he's never watched it. So it's interesting to... Because I've rewatched it some. I haven't rewatched it all the way through because there's 15 seasons, y'all. That takes forever. But it's really interesting to watch it with someone who has never experienced it, because then I'm like looking over at you and I'm like, okay, what'd you think? And I remember us watching Mystery Spot. That's in season 3. And you were laughing hysterically, and I was like, yes. Like, I felt really great about that.
I mean,
that.
There are definitely some episodes that I like a lot.
Because there...
It just kind of goes up and down for me as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I've told you this, but there's, like, funny episodes that, you know, don't really have anything to do with the storyline, but it's a great break from the intense storyline that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, because typically for me, it's like with that, it's like it's more performance. That's what I really...
Yeah.
Kind of gets me, so...
But I'm really interested to see... what you think, you know, continue to think about Castiel, and then there's Crowley, and then Lucifer, which is a great character. That's really weird to say. I love Lucifer. And then God comes in eventually.
Wow.
And then one of my favorite characters, Garth, who you've never met. But yeah, we'll do a whole like bonus episode on that. We've kind of ranted about Supernatural long enough here, but we should definitely do a bonus episode. So let us know if you would be interested in watching that, because we're still debating on doing that because it's not films, not movies. It's a TV show.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
big change.
I know, right? But besides Supernatural, I watched... Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's based on a book. It's starring Reese Witherspoon and I believe Kerry Washington. And it's pretty good. It's just a little... It reminds me of the other show with Reese Witherspoon, Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same vibe. But Reese Witherspoon tends to play... these like rich white lady entitled characters, which is, you know, she's great at, but it's starting to be like every character I feel like that I see her as. I remember there was this quote from Little Fires Everywhere. The Kerry Washington's character says something along the lines of, you know, you rich white people always want to, or which rich white ladies love to be friends with your maids. And I was like, that is so true. Because my stepmother is the same way.
Hmm.
Anyway, have you watched anything else you want to mention?
Well, I can mention the Machine Gun Kelly stuff I've been watching. So I'm, again, people probably hate me. When I left Film Buds, they said, oh, thank God.
Yeah,
anyways, I'm a big Machine Gun Kelly fan, both music. Now, acting wise, he's all right. He's not going to win any Oscars, but
no.
I'm not really as big on his rap stuff. I'm a big punk rock fan. I love his two recent albums that are punk rock, pop punk, whatever you want to call it. So I'm obsessed with that stuff. I didn't realize he had been in movies. So I've been watching some of his stuff. So he's written and directed some stuff. And then starred in it. So there's one called Taurus, which came out last year, which Letterboxd listeners, I got the cover art put on for the movie for Taurus. So if you ever go to that movie, just know it's because of me. I took the time out of my oh so busy schedule and emailed Letterboxd, and they politely did it. So thank you.
So speaking of music and movies, do you want to mention what you have going on your arms?
Ah, so sadly, this is an audio show for the time being.
Yeah, I really want to create a YouTube channel and actually record these recordings because I feel like that would be pretty awesome and entertaining. But anyway, for the audio listeners out there, maybe we'll post some pictures on Frankenfilms.
Frankenfilms. Yeah. So before the military, I had no tattoos.
None.
Zero. I had virgin skin. And now I have, I think, 33 is the count. Count and rising. I have another
appointment. What if your mother listens to that?
She's not going
to
listen.
Guys, his mom still thinks he has 3 tattoos. I'm not kidding. He has hidden 33 fucking tattoos from her.
And they're all on my arms. I have...
You should have, like, gradually, like, showed her.
No,
like,
she's... I don't want to scar her too badly. It's just going to be the one Band-Aid and rip it off kind of deal. Not a gradual. Anyways, so on my left arm, and sorry to be rambling here, if anyone, hope you stay with us. My left arm is all...
I love that we were going to end it, and then we just kept going.
No, we're fine.
Okay, go ahead.
So my left arm is all punk rock references. I have Green Day, Blink-182, Machine Gun Kelly, Joan Jett, The Interrupters, Fall Out Boy... Sleigh Bells. Is that it? I think that's it.
Don't you have Machine Gun Kelly?
That's what I said.
Oh,
and Paramore as well. And then on my right arm, I have movie, TV, and video games. So take too long to go through all.
He has a Courage the Dog tattoo.
Yes. I have.
Which I think is awesome. Shout out Sean.
Sean at, what's that name of the new place? Like Studio 41, something like that. Anyways, he's awesome. He's done all
Las
of my...
Las Lunas, right?
Yeah.
Las Lunas, New Mexico.
He's done all of them except for a couple. And I have... Yeah, I have Ghostbusters. I have the Winter Soldier.
Scream.
Sonic, the Hedgehog.
And you have several tattoos from Place Behind the Pines.
Yeah.
So if you've seen Place Behind the Pines...
Beyond.
Excuse me.
We'll have to bleep that out.
I am. But if you've seen that, you know Ryan Gosling's character is covered in tattoos. How many, please be on?
Probably 6 or 7, something like that.
Shit.
And I also have the Dark Magician from Yu-Gi-Oh! And let's see, I have some Harley Quinn. Oh, I have a Harley Quinn and Joker one. I have Miles Morales from Spider-Man.
But you're running out of room.
I am running out of room, sadly.
So... Are you going to extend to...
I'm going to go to the legs.
The legs. Poor Sean.
Legs.
Shaving your legs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And let's see if I have any others. I have a Mad Men one, the TV show. Anyway, that's about it. People are probably bored by what I'm saying here.
But you do want to get a... Just to, bring it back to Machine Gun Kelly, you do want to get the Machine Gun Kelly one behind the ear, right?
I do want to get that because the military has now allowed small tattoos on the... Behind, like back part of the neck. So I might do that at some point. I don't know. We'll see. I'm on the edge. Anyways, so I did watch Taurus, which he wrote and then starred in, which they said they based it loosely off of Mac Miller, that artist. And it's solid. It's not, I would say it's amazing, but it's an interesting movie about, I guess, music making and celebrity. And then last night I watched Good Morning, which he wrote and directed with Maude Sun, who's another music artist kind of like him. And it was okay. It's kind of a stoner movie, but it's a little... it's not great.
So does it give Pineapple Express vibes?
No, nothing. It's not nothing like that. Nowhere near that quality. It's if you like the people who are in it, you'll like it. If you don't, you'll have no interest. It's basically it's like how Adam Sandler makes movies with all his friends. It's like that, but with Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
And so if you don't like that, if you aren't interested in those people, you're not going to be interested. So it's like that. Even I love the people like Machine Gun Kelly and Maude Sun, but it's not that great.
Speaking of Machine Gun Kelly, that Catfish episode.
See, now
you are a sucker.
Yeah, he is in an episode of Catfish, which I was very happy about. I wish they could just bring him back on, but that's a shame.
With Hundra and Emily, that's the episode. Season 7. Oh, God, I'm such a nerd.
Anyways, I'm exhausted. I think that's about it for me watch-wise that's worth mentioning. Anything else for you? Anything else on your mind that you'd like to speak to the world?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like that's all I've been really watching. Rewatched an episode of Sex and the City, classic, the other day. feel like that's about it. But are there any movies that you're looking forward to that are coming out?
There actually are. I need to look up here. Give me just a quick...
Should I talk about the one I'm...
Yeah, sure.
Guys, I'm really looking forward to The Little Mermaid that's coming out at the end of May. Whoa. Well, I was a big Little Mermaid fan when I was little. So it's, you know, something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. And I don't give a fuck that Halle Berry, whatever Halle Berry. What's her face? Chloe, I don't know.
Grace Moritz?
No, who's playing The Little Mermaid?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't give a fuck that she's playing Little Mermaid. I think she sound like, you
she
know.
She seems great.
Like, sound-wise, oh my god. Dead on. Doesn't really matter what she looks like. So, and there's, imagine there's going to be so many little girls watching it saying, oh my gosh, that looks like me.
Yeah.
And can relate. There's so many, you know, white princesses out there. So yeah. I don't really get, you know, the whole debacle about it. And then also the Wicked movies. Mm-hmm. They started filming those and I'm so excited. If you haven't already, there's a few pictures of Ariana Grande as Glinda with the big poofy pink dress and the set looks awesome. So I can't fucking wait. I'm going to be in line with Henry Wilkinson.
Oh yeah. He was on film, but it's another Henry.
But Henry Wilkinson is a friend of Henry's, not to be confusing. And he loves The Little Mermaid and Wicked and is always posting about it. And he posts art too. So you guys should look him up.
Yeah, no, he's pretty. And actually, Ariana Grande reposted one of his
pieces. Really?
Yeah, back
awesome.
In the day.
That's awesome.
Any others from this year coming that you want to see?
I want to go see Renfield because I love vampire movies.
That's out now, yeah.
Yeah, so that's on the list. Super Mario.
I want to see that as well.
Wonka?
Yes.
Is that coming out this year?
Yeah, it's in later this year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Big news, guys. They started, they announced the Twilight Saga show.
I will always remember where I was when I read that. I was so excited.
Yeah, in bed. In bed. And yeah, I'm honestly, guys, I'm kind of excited. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, never going to compare to Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. You know?
Those performances are just unparalleled.
I know. And Taylor Lautner is, where have you been, loca? Mm-hmm. But Hot Topic has actually came out with Twilight merch.
Of course.
Like, right when they announced it, too. So I feel like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to?
So this is on my watch list on Letterboxd.
On Letterboxd?
.com. So, yeah, I do want to see Super Mario. I haven't seen, like, anything this year, so I still haven't seen the new Avatar. I do want to see that. I didn't see Dungeons and Dragons. I want to see
that. Really slacking.
Yeah, just military life, you know, just busy. I want to see Beau is Afraid, the new Joaquin Phoenix movie that's done by the guy who did Midsommar and Hereditary. It's supposed to be really good. I want to see, Little Mermaid, I want to see. I'm not dying
Barbie
to see that.
But,
so I hate to say Barbie's actually probably, I'm a huge Ryan Gosling head.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm actually, and I love Margot Robbie. They're probably two of my favorite actors working right now. And then Greta Gerwig, who did Lady Bird. So I'm actually really excited about Barbie. Never thought, if you'd asked me a year ago, I would say that. I would have said, you're nuts.
Well, but apparently it has like a similar plot to Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Oppenheimer, which is the new Christopher Nolan movie. It's about making the atom bomb, which I love that kind of movie. I love Christopher Nolan. The new Indiana Jones, the animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by Seth Rogen that he's doing. The new Mission Impossible.
We really needed that.
We do.
Another Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Dune Part 2, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is the new Leonardo DiCaprio Martin Scorsese movie. Let's see. And Wonka. Yeah, I want to see Wonka.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
But I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy by now is kind of over.
I didn't love the. I was already kind of tired watching the Christmas special, so I'm not
really.
Meh. And that's about it. I missed some movies from last year. I still need to see Wakanda Forever, Glass Onion, Babylon. All right. Well, anything else you want to mention about anything in your heart?
I don't think so. I mean, thank you for listening to the first episode.
Yeah.
We are going to try to do weekly. We're going to shoot for weekly. But I feel like it's going to be more bi-weekly.
Yeah, I'd say at a minimum, we'll do 2 a month.
Yeah.
If we can do it weekly, that's what I think what we'd like. It's just, you never know with things in this life. So, yeah. So, I'd say at minimum two shows a month, but hopefully more.
Yeah.
So, please, yeah, subscribe, rate, share with your friends. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Frankenfilms Podcast. Email us at frankenfilmspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, I'm out of breath.
Ew. All right. Thank you for listening to the first ever episode. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Listeners, stay strange.
Stay unusual. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Later.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.